It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. The United Nations settled on a new budget for the next fiscal year on Sunday, and it included a $285 million cut that the United States is taking credit for. A few days before, more than 100 countries voted against the United States' decision to move its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. And U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley said the Trump administration was taking names.
The United States will remember this day in which it was singled out for attack in the General Assembly for the very act of exercising our right as a sovereign nation.
Well, did the Trump administration really use budget cuts to punish the UN for opposing U.S. policy? Here to explain is Alina Lyon, associate professor in the Department of Political Science at the University of New Hampshire, and also author of U.S. Politics and the United Nations, A Tale of Dysfunctional Dynamics. Alina, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, a total budget at the UN of $5.6 billion, as I understand it. How big operationally is a $285 million cut?
In the scheme of things, there was talk early in April that the budget would be cut by 40%. And so in some regards, this is minor compared to that particular number, but it will have an impact. And this is not U.S. funding, but the overall U.N. budget. You'll have to remember that the U.N. budget in itself is a bit of a shoestring budget. So it's about 5.5 for its regular budget, about 7, just under 7 for its peacekeeping budget, which brings it about to $12 billion. To give some context, that's about the same as the biannual New Hampshire state budget. Or to give a good context, New York City annual budget is about $86 billion. So this isn't big money, but it is big money in terms of the United Nations.
Well, Ambassador Nikki Haley has been fairly blunt in denouncing countries that don't go along with U.S. policy, Alina. Is it true that the United States negotiated these cuts in response to obstinacy from other countries?
Well, I think that's a difficult call to make. One, the reduction of the UN budget is something that's been on the agenda of the Trump administration since before it came in January. Again, in April, they said they were going to cut by 40% their contributions. And so this is something that's been out there. And it's part of a long-going narrative about the budget being bloated and inefficient and needing to streamline. And so it's been out there for quite a while. I think that the Trump administration and Nikki Haley are both trying to take credit for this budget cut. And I think that they're actually trying to link it to the vote. And so part of this is framing, but part of this is also something that's been going on for a long time.
Well, what about that framing? Does an American delegation using the threat or the credit of budget cuts tend to yield results in areas of policy?
Well, it's a really good question. So this is not the first time that the United States has threatened to cut its own budget, and we've actually negotiated that down quite extensively. In the beginning, the first 40 years or so of the United Nations, the U.S. paid a considerable portion of that, and that has been negotiated down. It was negotiated down in the 70s. It was under the Reagan administration. It was negotiated down, and most recently in the year 2000, December of 2000. In some cases, it has been effective. There's usually the negotiating down U.S. portion is part of a budget negotiation that has conditions, right? So asking the UN to do particular things. Whether that's effective in the long run for UN being more efficient and more effective is questionable. There is a byproduct, an unintended consequence of this, in that this is the United States is one member out of 193 members of the United Nations. And so this tends to cause a bit of resentment. So when the United States unilaterally says, we're going to do this without consulting 192 other members of this organization that we're part of, you know, it tends to turn the stomach a bit of all the other members that are part of this particular organization.
Alina Lyon, associate professor in the Department of Political Science at the University of New Hampshire. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.